What's up, everybody? I'm Keith.
I'm Spencer.
Oh, that's Spencer. What's the other guy?
Wait, we're doing our own introductions?
I guess so. David. Yeah, go. Now we're jumping right in. This is Three Guys, One Up. We're the three guys.
It's nice to meet you.
Welcome. We're going to talk about some video games and shit, mostly Cyberpunk 2077. Because, goddamn, there's a lot to talk about. We started off the conversation last week with our hype because the game was just coming out. None of us had gotten our hands on it. Since then, I've been able to play some on my Xbox One X. And Spencer's been able to play on his Xbox Series X. So we have very drastically different games that we've been playing. CDPR, CD Projekt Red has come out and they've said a couple of different things so far. So they acknowledge and know the problems they're having. But I do want to start this episode out by saying, like, we can be critical and also really enjoy something. Like, that's a very possible thing. This is just the start of this game. And I'm going to be pretty critical of it, and that's not to say I absolutely hate CD Projekt Red or this game, but there's a lot to say about what's going on with it right now and some disappointment to come with that. But first, I'll start it off by asking Spencer, how long have you been gotten into CD or into Cyberpunk so far?
I'm not too far in. I'm probably 4 or 5 hours total.
Okay.
So I've made it through the second or third main story mission, I think.
Yeah.
Not too far yet, but I'm trying. That's the downside of being an adult, I guess.
Yeah, still gotta
air quote that. Yeah.
You should
David,
stop.
I heard your chuckle, David.
You're more adult than I am, and I hate this shit.
I'm an adult with feelings.
What do you think so far? How are you feeling? What's going on? Just in, I don't know, not taking any outside sources into account, how do you feel about your 4 to 5 hours in the game?
It's fun. I'm really enjoying it. The gameplay feels pretty good. It plays great on the Series X. There's definitely some bugs that still need to be worked out, but I haven't held that against any other developer for 10 years, so why should I start now?
Yeah.
And it's pretty minimal stuff that I've encountered, you know. Everybody else has seen a lot more stuff than I have, but the main thing that I've really noticed is that dialogue, like, cues at incorrect moments.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll get like a piece of story dialogue and then, you know, like casual conversation dialogue, literally playing one on top of the other from the same character. Or, you know, some dialogue sounds a little or far too muted, kind of hard to hear sometimes. That's the only real things that I've noticed so far.
So far, it's really goofy CD Projekt Red type shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looking back at The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, that game had some fucking wacky shit, even when the bugs were fixed. Like, they were quote unquote fixed. But
right.
There's some really funny and annoying CD Projekt Red type bugs that happen in these massive games that they create, these worlds that they create. Roach was a fucking. Mm-hmm.
That's
piece
what I was gonna.
Shit.
Yeah, that horse, like the horse on top of the building memes, are still pretty prevalent.
So some of that is very reminiscent of The Witcher, and you know, these bugs are gonna happen. The T pose, I've seen a lot of like T poses. There's one of Lyric, he's riding his motorcycle, and all of a sudden his character's just T posing on the motorcycle. Looks pretty great. But there's also a lot more annoying stuff, I guess, as you get later into the game. Obviously, it's going to be pretty well patched as you trickle your way through this. You're not hitting this 8-10 hours at a time, like some of these streamers and YouTubers and kids and stuff like that. I haven't been able to. I dumped a good amount of as much time as I could into it, because I'll explain a little bit about my experience with it. It started out okay. The resolution and frame rate drops were minimal at first as you're on the outskirts of the city, but as you make your way into Night City, this game does get kind of unplayable on these older systems. It's you can't shoot out your window, and a lot of these missions, like, you have to, but your frame rate is so low that you can't aim, you can't do anything. There's a lot of stuff like that on these older systems that they just should have addressed or never have done at all. You know, if it runs this well on next gen, then you should have just stuck with that, and you did a great job there. So therein lies the problem of releasing this game when they did, and having these ambitions of having it past gen and next gen.
Yeah.
There were bound to be these exact problems. Like, and they're going to be corrected. It sucks that it happened and that we're going through it right now. And this game probably needed another 6 months in the cooker. Like, it needed some more time. And they just couldn't do that. There was some conflicting stuff that I saw. I was reading one article, I think it was in Eurogamer, and there were some very conflicting quotes coming out of CD Projekt Red. Some were saying they were kind of pressured because of this holiday season, and the other one was like, well, we weren't pressured at all because of the holiday season. So, you know, I think it needed more time, and I'm pretty sure they were pressured. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, that it seems pretty clear cut to me that that's what happened. You know, it's not exactly hard to understand that. Yeah, you want to put it out before the holidays and get all those holiday sales. I mean, I don't understand it, because this game has been so hyped and anticipated for so long. It was going to sell well no matter what. But yeah. The cynic in me says, almost guaranteed that it was a rush job by executives rather than.
Gotta get it out with the launch of Series X. Gotta get it out with the launch of PS5. And they really try. I mean, imagine if they tried to push this at the original time in April, and then in September, and then in November. Like, then people are trying to say that this isn't supposed to be a past gen game. They were shooting for April, when these systems weren't even going to be out. Like, this was going to be primarily a past gen game with optimization for next gen, and then it turned into the opposite of that. Now it's a next gen game with the optimization of past gen, and the optimization was really bad.
I'm looking at articles about their stock prices just dropping 29%, and it warms the cockles that that's what teaches these executives lessons, is that specifically just like bottoming out. But it also makes me think which executives wanted to push this out so hard. Was it the CD Projekt Red executives, or was it Microsoft executives pushing on them to get this big game out as close to the release of the next gen console as possible?
Because Microsoft had no other games.
Yeah, I mean, Microsoft had to get something like Cyberpunk out with the release of the console, or else, I mean, their main competition was going to stomp them. Doesn't matter. I know that we spent a lot of time hyping the expansion of their online library, and which I'm very, very excited about. But these AAA titles are kind of what sells the console, and PS5 has Valhalla, has what is it? There's another one I'm blanking on. Point is, they were going to stomp.
CD Projekt Red has come out and said that the cost in repairing this is irrelevant to them. And they're going to do whatever it takes, no matter the losses they take. They're going to get the game that they promise out to the players on all consoles that they promise. So they are saying that they've issued apologies. I mean, I really can't hate on CD Projekt Red too much. It's not like they're like, yeah, fuck it, suck it up. You guys can eat our ass and play this shit game on your pleb consoles. No, this, I'm kind of tired of the hardware shaming over this. I've seen a lot of it online where it's like, you guys have no room to talk about performance issues. It's like, yeah, yeah, you do. There's still gamers that were promised a game on this platform.
Right.
And it's not specs min-maxing because you can't do that on console. I can't go into my settings on my Xbox and tweak them to make them run on that, on those, on that hardware like I can on a PC. I could have chosen to get this game on PC and set the settings to dog shit and play it on my 1070, but I didn't do that because I don't want to put the strain on my PC. I got it on a console that I already have that I will probably upgrade to the next version of. So I would have a very playable version of this game already that would then look better later. And the version that I got is semi-unplayable. There are times that I was excited to come home and play this game, and I boot it up, and it's like, oh yeah, I can barely play this game. So I'm stuck on the waiting train. I know it's coming to me, but it just kind of sucks to be in that boat when this game has been in development for 8 years, 7.5 years, and
now you get to wait longer.
Yeah, they kind of force it out in the state that it's in and have to scramble to fix it. And then, like what we've seen with Marvel's Avengers, that's going to put setbacks on their DLC, on their multiplayer. So Originally we're looking at a year for multiplayer. Now we're looking at a year and a half because They got to fix all their shit, you know?
What just getting Series X scrub.
And I'm going to, like, that's the
problem. I'm still tired of hearing that shit.
I want a Series X. I want a 3080. I want these things. Like, first of all, like, a lot of people are not in a financial position with COVID and holidays and everything to do that. And even if you are, getting your hands on this hardware is not possible right now. And you offered this game to me on the hardware that I currently have. So it should be a playable and not just barely playable version. It should be, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a single player game that looks beautiful on the Xbox One. Hell, GTA 5 is a great looking game on the Xbox One. And unless you're playing the multiplayer versions of it, it runs at a decent frame rate at a good resolution throughout the whole gameplay. And
I will say Red Dead 2 did not look all that great on an OG Xbox.
No, yeah, you're right.
It looked good, but the frame rate was
the frame rate shit. Definitely went downhill, even in single player, but definitely in multiplayer. I don't know. Those base level consoles, they're tough. They're tough for stuff like this, but then don't set your ambitions there. Don't promise this game to them. And we'll see what comes out of it. I really hope they get it fixed, and I look forward to the future of Cyberpunk. I look forward to, you know, there was a funny quote, I think it was one of the Penny Arcade guys, I can't remember exactly who it was. They were like, can I just get to like the second DLC version of Cyberpunk already? What was that, Blood and Wine or something in Witcher 3? That was like one of the best DLCs. It was fucking awesome. It's like, can we just get to that point? Because I want to play that version of this game. And we'll have it. And it's going to continue, like, it's going to continue getting better, but it should have started at a better note than this. And it's just a disappointment at this point.
Just go lay out in the snow, freeze yourself, and travel into the future a little bit.
And I'm happy for those that are able to play this and enjoy it. But
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And
go ahead, Dave.
Sorry. I want to rub your face in this a little bit. Cause last week you told me to enjoy watching the Master Sword sit in my inventory. So enjoy watching Cyberpunk sit on your shelf.
that's true.
Oh, speaking of David, How is Stadia?
Garbage, awful. Oh. I need to go cancel that shit. Thank you for reminding me. No, yeah.
That day we were talking about it. You said I should cancel it. It's like, yeah, you should do that right now. And you still didn't do it.
Yeah, I need to deliver my official review of Stadia. And that is fucking useless service. Who the hell wants this bullshit? It is the only demographic that I can see making use of this is somebody with very, very good internet connection, but roughly zero local storage. And where do those people exist? If you can see a use for Stadia, please reach out and let me know in our Discord or something, because I can't make sense of it. Cyberpunk is still a $60 game on this $10 a month streaming service. So no discounts there, which I find it's a brand spanking new game, but the other games that are being offered on that are meh. A much bigger library with the Xbox, the Game Pass, the Ultimate with everything. I mean, fucking so much involved there. I don't see how Stadia has survived as long as it has.
I think they're grasping for anything right now. I don't know their numbers. I would be interested to see.
I think we figured it out last week that their numbers were 12.
12? Well, Stadia user 13 is going to cancel his subscription, hopefully before he gets charged for it.
Yeah.
Do it now. Do it before we end this recording.
We'll see. I got very important things to focus on right now. We're professional podcasters. I can't have other shit going on in the background, Spencer.
Are you getting paid?
You watch videos and shit all the time. Professional by ass. But yeah, what I appreciate, Spencer, is that you having a great time playing Cyberpunk 2077. Are not one of those assholes that then gets on the forums and it's like, well, I'm not seeing these problems and I have minimal issues, so fuck all of you. And you guys are just up and rabble rousing. It's like, no, you recognize there are real problems with this game that need to be addressed. Like that, just because there are people that can experience this game in a good way doesn't mean that it's in a great place and it doesn't need to be updated. Just like, yes, your Series X players are having a great time, but even on PC running on 3090s, people are experiencing some crazy bugs in this game. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's
like, knowing that there are still problems is still a thing, even if you're enjoying the game.
Yes, the world does exist beyond my living room.
That hardware shaming is bullshit. They sold this game in multiple versions for multiple systems. They need to make sure it works on everything that they sold it for. That's just the long and short of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. It.
So right take there. That.
That's take it.
That. Solved. David solved I think it.
David fixed
another
it. He fixed
thing.
The issue.
Yeah, the patch will be out tomorrow, guys. Don't worry about it.
Why aren't we getting paid for this? We like just from you guys are getting paid for solving this? Shit. Like, why? Where's my check?
If you I want have sponsor, issues if we solved on this want. Show. Did you just plug the wrong show?
Yeah, I plugged the wrong show. I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, Keith, know what show we're recording right now. Keith,
do we have a Patreon yet? Because this is the perfect time to plug that.
All right. I set it up, but I don't have a link to it anywhere.
Probably we have an orphan Patreon somewhere. That could be filled with thousands operation. Of dollars of donations.
We wouldn't even know. Professional.
We're missing out on paydays here.
Check out our Patreon if you can find it.
Coca-Cola is knocking down our door. They don't want to advertise on us. They want to be patrons. They want to just give us money.
They just
want
to give directly through Patreon. We should we should turn finding our Patreon into some sort of augmented reality game.
What the, that is so fucking backwards and counterintuitive. Make it hard to give us money. I don't know what.
It's so that our listeners can have a sense of pride and accomplishment.
I mean, that's straight out of the playbooks from the top.
No, let's just take a couple marketing classes and learn how to trick them into getting that sense of pride and accomplishment from just giving us money.
Who needs to take a marketing class when we just watch EA and copy what they do?
We need to become a pastor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oof, man, that's...
Who needs a marketing like class
three leagues above EA?
Keith, aren't you ordained? Give Keith money. Feel pride and accomplishment for giving money to religion.
I can legally start a church.
Nice.
Let's do that.
Can't we all just
legally start a church? Podcasting stuff, that's how you make money.
Well, you can if you get ordained, Spencer, if you want to take the 10 minutes to fill something out online.
Why don't we just make our own religion and then ordain ourselves with that?
It's the American way.
Thank you. We'll take the best parts of Scientology,
Mormonism, so none of it.
The Jehovah's Witnesses.
Our magic underwear is going to look so badass, guys.
I already did.
I was going to decree invisible. No underwear.
All right.
Is that the whole show? Do you have news?
Like, what are we doing on this show? We're talking about cyberpunk and video games. Where'd we go? Where'd we go here, boys? If your cyberpunk is running like shit.
Straight to the top.
You're playing cyberpunk. You really want to play it, even though there's not the updates making it run better yet. Turn these things off. Turn off your chromatic aberration. Turn off your motion blur. Turn off your film grain, the cascaded shadows resolution. This will help a bit. It's not really going to help too much. I did this from the start. These are the options you have on console to turn down your settings. There's like 5 options on there. I think the only one that you don't turn off is the light or something like that. I don't know. It barely helps.
Turn the polygons way up. Make it look like Tomb Raider tits.
I turned off motion blur and film grain because both of those sounded terrible.
If you don't turn off motion blur and film grain in like any, if you have film grain in your game, take it out of your game. Don't do that to your game.
Sounds terrible, right?
And motion blur, who actually likes motion blur? Who plays
motion blur? I don't understand motion blur. I turn that off every streamer I watch.
Every time I load a game, it's like, oh, well, this game has motion blur. I go turn it off immediately. Who decided that motion blur was a thing to have in first person games?
You don't want to be sick?
Or third person. Yeah. I love getting nauseous sitting at my computer. That's why I do it.
Speaking of third person, why doesn't this game have a third person option?
Fucking dog shit, man. I was pretty upset.
I spent so much time designing my character, and now I can't even look at it.
I can look at it in the broken ass mirror on my fucking shitty system that I have because I don't have a Series X. So I go to the mirror, and I can see the polygons in my hair. Or my hair doesn't exist. If I put on a hat, I'm just bald in the mirror. It's just like, oh, we're not going to show you the hat or your hair.
Your hat, and you lost your hair.
The hat just doesn't render in the mirror. Get fucked.
some really seedy Project Red bugs in this shit that kind of make me laugh.
Mirrors like, fuck your hat, bitch. Get that shit out of here. Incel, you fucking fedora wearing garbage.
One of the first hats you get is a fedora.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
This fucking game.
Fantastic. No, this is in the future that I believe exists. Fedoras don't exist in the future.
What about trilbies?
Those are okay. Those are like still around, but they're super rare.
Were those ever okay?
I don't know. You made it. You took it off into the woods, man. I don't. I'm just firing from the hip here.
All right, that's all the CDPR stuff that I got. Still super excited for this game when it finally comes out because it hasn't actually come out yet. I'm looking forward to the bug fixes and hopefully I'll get some more time to dump into it once it is fixed on my system, or I could get my hands on a Series X sooner rather than later. That's probably what I'll do instead of trying to get a 3080, because that's just probably not going to happen until March. We'll see. Moving on. Any news? Anything else you want to say, David?
David doesn't do the news.
Watch it.
Shut the fuck up.
God damn.
If any of you listening out there didn't understand that, that's because you're not listening to our other show, Weekend Watch, also part of the Three Guys One Up Podcast Network.
How many times are you going to plug your show on this show?
At least twice. At least twice.
Got another like at least 5-10 minutes. You could squeeze another one in there at the end of it.
Exactly. David, answer Keith's question. You
got anything else? No, he already did it. That was it.
Yeah. He just derailed everything like he usually does.
That was a nice, like smooth derail, and now you're trying to throw the ball back at me and you're just tripping everybody up.
Shut up, David.
He went full Charlie Wildcard, jumped out of the back of the van on us after cutting the brakes.
Oh man. All right, fine. News. I got some news. There's some things happening. Let's see here. December 16th, which as of the airing of this show was yesterday, there will have been a surprise announcement from Kojima Productions.
So you guys in the future already know what happened.
Wasn't that crazy? That blew us all away.
Spoilers.
Did you guys have any idea that that was going to be what they announced? That's so out of left field.
I am the Kojima craziness.
I just, of all the things, I could not believe that Kojima, of all developers, is doing a Fraggle Rock game.
It's gonna be some shitty DLC for Death Stranding, and it's gonna be like
a Fraggle Rock MMO.
Exactly. That's wow. I cannot believe that's what Kojima announced yesterday.
I would play the fuck out of a Fraggle Rock MMO.
Yeah, right?
What else? Among Us came out on the Switch, so another place to play some Among Us, everyone.
Also hit Game Pass, I believe.
No way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Game Pass for PC.
I thought about the Switch.
Yeah, I don't think it's on Xbox, but it's on Game Pass for PC for sure.
That's really cool. Very cool. So that's some news. What else? The Mortal Kombat movie is coming out in April, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That came out of nowhere. I didn't even realize that it had finished filming.
And it's hitting. It's going straight to HBO Max. Aren't there a bunch of people pissed off about that? Right.
That's a whole thing. My God. So HBO Max, Warner Brothers is releasing all of their first run, like movies, into both theaters and HBO Max simultaneously next year.
It's gonna be wild. They're blowing some heads right now. There's a lot of people that don't like this.
I, for one, am very happy with this move.
I'm fine with it.
Because I don't plan on going back to a theater until I've gotten a vaccine.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I would.
And this is how millennials kill the theater industry.
Damn those millennial bats.
I would love to sit in the theater again if... I wasn't in the United States, I guess, but yeah, it's just there's zero possibility of me doing that anytime soon until there's a handle on this, or like you said, I have a vaccine in me. That's not happening. So
yeah,
give me all the movies on the services I already have. Just don't do Disney Plus things with like what they did with Mulan. Fuck you.
It was just too pricey. Like, I know this is our video game show, but $30 was too much. If it was $20, I would have paid it. If they were to release Black Widow that same way as Mulan and it was $20, I would pay it day one.
Yeah, there's plenty of services that I would do that for. I mean, people buy fights all the time.
Yeah. Video game news. That's what we were doing.
Oh, yeah.
EA is acquiring Codemasters, the developer Codemasters. So that's going to be another one that bites the dust. Codemasters Thanks made the Dirt franchise.
Yeah.
Boo that news.
Just kind of what they do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just chew up these little guys and spit them out later.
Let's see. We've talked about the new Among Us map coming, right? It's an airship.
Yeah, they said early 2021, so hopefully that means January.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Fall Guys Season 3 has dropped.
Yeah, I kind of dropped the ball on Season 2.
Yeah, same. But it's a Winter Wonderland or some winter-themed season, so that's cool.
Yeah, I think they have like 7 new maps and a handful of new things going on for them.
Have to try to get back into that, maybe.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. We all have it. Might as well play it.
Yeah, no kidding. And then there was the Game Awards, had a ton of news. I'm not going to go through all of them, but...
Yeah, I think we might have to get into some Game Awards stuff next week. There was just too much juicy Cyberpunk stuff going on to pass up this week, but there was some Game Awards stuff that was definitely worthy. Give us a couple of highlights.
Hit the highlights. We got Sephiroth is the newest Smash Brothers character. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Nice.
With or without a shirt?
I don't know.
Oh man,
I haven't seen it. I don't have Smash.
Bloosh either way.
We're getting Evil Dead the game launching next year.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
We're getting a new Perfect Dark game with a new developer. Ooh,
I did hear that. I'm kind of excited to see what goes on with that.
What else? We talked about the airship. There's a new League of Legends spinoff called Ruined King. Had gameplay debut. I have no idea what this is.
From Riot?
Yeah. It's called Ruined King, a League of Legends story. It's a single-player RPG set in Runeterra.
Crazy. I think it follows Garen or something like that.
Something like that. So keep an eye out for that. That's pretty cool. Maybe we'll have to have Dylan talk about that at some point in the future.
Yeah, we'll have to have him back on.
Our resident Riot expert. And then there's some other stuff that I don't know is probably exciting to some people, but not me. So find it yourself, Scrubs.
That's it. There's no other stories that we don't really know anything about that you want to talk about.
Nah.
Okay.
Here's a game called Hood Outlaws and Legends.
Ooh.
Coming in May. And it looks like some sort of middle-aged team-based combat game. Looks pretty sweet. The trailer looks pretty awesome.
So are they like, they're referencing like Robin Hood?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
Neat.
So keep an eye out for that coming to Xbox, PlayStation, PC, all on May 10th. Check out the trailer. It's pretty sweet. I'm going to drop it. I'll drop it in our Discord. We have a Discord. Come check that out where you can see all the things that we talk about and post or whatever.
Like our other podcast Weekend Watch.
Hey, you did it.
Oh, you see that? You see what happened there?
Oh, I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah, don't you have something to say at the end of our news cycle here?
That's it. There's no more news.
Watch it.
Nothing else happened this week.
No, I thought there was something you had to say. That
is there?
Oh
no, that's Weekend Watch, isn't it?
No, it's at the end of the show.
No. I thought it was at the end of the news.
Oh, it is. You're right. You're both very right. So that's the end of the news. There's nothing going else. Nothing else that's happened in gaming this week. And so everyone, is it sprinkles or sparkles? Sprinkles.
You blew your line. Your one big line and you blew it.
I said it. I didn't blow shit.
It was good. It was good.
Nailed it.
And that's it. We have a Discord. Come check out our Discord.
Sorry guys, with how great I am at this, any day now I'm gonna get poached by the Ringer.
gonna
so it's been a good run, but I'm too good for this small time, these small potatoes podcasts.
You're gonna get promoted to Gimlet or like one of those bigger podcast networks.
Yeah, man, the Ringer.
Is that a network? I don't even know that one.
That's like one of the biggest ones.
I don't even know it.
You bro. Fool.
I don't even know it.
God, how terrible you are at this. This is why you're not gonna get picked up by the Ringer.
Cool, we have Twitters. Go follow those. We have a Discord. Come check that out. We have a website, 3guys1up.com. We have a Facebook that's real cool. That has all sorts of Facebook stuff on there, like our episodes and shit. So, yeah, that's it. You guys have a nice week.
Good night.
Bye.